Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 15th February 2021. Top stories for today. Dato Sri Rina Mohamad Harun today urged the Royal Malaysia Police PDRM to promptly investigate allegations of sexual harassment by policemen on duty at roadblocks. The Women, Family and Community Development Minister said immediate investigation should be done so that the victim is given protection and that appropriate action is taken against the perpetrator. One Malaysia Development Berhad 1MDB former CEO Muhammad Hazim Abdul Rahman today said that Joe Lau's instructions to 1MDB senior management came from then Prime Minister Dato Sri Najib Razak. However, he said that he did not directly confirm with Najib as he did not have direct access to the Prime Minister. Hazim is the 10th prosecution witness in Najib's corruption trial involving more than 2 billion ringgit of 1MDB funds. Sabah UMNO Liaison Committee Chairman Dato Sri Bong Mukhtar Radin said UMNO has set a target of contesting at least 14 of the 25 parliamentary seats in Sabah in the 15th general election. He said seat allocations between BN and Gabungan Rakyat Sabah must be negotiated earlier and should be carried out in a transparent manner based on the strength of respective parties. On the international front, Australia has suspended quarantine-free travel with neighbouring New Zealand after three new community cases of COVID-19 were detected in Auckland over the weekend. Separately, Australia will begin inoculating against COVID-19 next week after receiving the first 142,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Landslides and floods triggered by heavy rains on Sunday, which hit Indonesia's East Java province, has caused the death of 2 people, meanwhile 14 injured and 16 remain missing. At least 13 houses have been damaged and about 160 people evacuated. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hailed a significant milestone as data showed 15 million first doses of COVID-19 vaccinations had been delivered, fueling calls for the government to start relaxing stringent lockdown measures. Meanwhile, in Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi's lawyer Khin Maung Zaw said that the ousted leader will be remanded in detention until Wednesday, 17 February, for a court hearing and will not appear today as initially expected. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.